In the summer of 2016, I was coming home from hooking up a neighbor with some painkillers, and I found a motorcycle parked out front and the door ajar. I peek in and see a beautiful brown-skinned young man in his mid-20s reading my old copy of Naked Lunch. Gyro. He looks up, examines me calmly, and he reads a randomly chosen passage.
You are not there for the beginning. You will not be there for the end. Your knowledge of what is going on can only be superficial and relative.
Then he smiled at me, and I pondered the tyranny of beauty. How can the genetic accident of a rolling prairie of mahogany skin change the course of a life? How can huge, liquid eyes, only very gently lidded by disappointment, become beacons of hope? How could my first image of Gyro threaten to change not only my mood, but my meticulously footnoted philosophy of despair?
Hi.
Do I know you? Because you're supposed to be referred to by here, plus you just walked into my house. Are you somebody's friend?
No. Did someone else used to live here?
Yeah, I mean, there was some German hooker.
They call sex workers now. Where does she go?
I don't know. Do you know her?
No, I don't.
What do you want? Molly? G?
Oh my God, Walt Whitman.
Be careful with that. That's a fourth edition. Put the book down, please.
I've read this book before, but I've never actually seen it.
So what do you mean?
I downloaded all his books. That's what we do. My generation.
Are you calling me old?
Listen to this. We two boys together clinging, one the other never leaving. No law less than ourselves owning.
He was the greatest American.
The greatest American?
Because he was queer and he was a nurse in the Civil War instead of a fighter.
Ah, pacifist.
Yeah. He was the best of America.
Oh my God, you have Rousseau? The liberty of man is not doing what he wants to do, but rather not having to do what he doesn't want to do.
I like that.
Yeah.
I try to do as little as possible.
I think it's a sin to not do everything that you can.
You're very cute, by the way. Where are you going?
How long does it take to get to Lawrence?
I'm sorry, Walt Whitman, all this literary talk got me a little...
I really do have to go.
Hey, you know, Walt Whitman actually kissed Oscar Wilde.
Really?
Yeah. And Oscar Wilde kissed André Gide, who kissed E.M. Forster, who kissed Christopher Isherwood, who kissed Jean Genet, who kissed William Burroughs, who kissed me.
But nobody kissed James Baldwin.
I would have kissed James Baldwin.
Is that story true?
If all news is fake, all stories are true.
I guess I should be careful what I read then, huh?
Where are you from?
Where are you from?
What do you do?
What do you do? What school did you go to? Who are your friends?
Okay.
Very American.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A doula.
A doula?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Midwife or end of life?
End of civilization.
Who are you? What are you doing here? You're a radical eschatologist.
Orthodox Machaist.
Machaist?
Yeah.
Like Mackay?
Yes.
That's my name.
No, it's not. Really? Like John Henry
Mackay. The anarchist.
The anarchist boy lover.
I will not rule.
And I will not be ruled.
So you're looking for an open relationship? What? Sorry.
You're a fucking sex tourist.
Sex tourist?
Yeah.
You broke into my house.
The door was open.
Maybe it was unlocked, but the door was closed. In our country, you can get shot in the head.
Of course. Americans, they shoot first and ask later, right?
Don't call me racist.
What?
You were looking at my books.
Yeah.
I walked in.
Is looking into books an accusation of racism?
No, but if you want to borrow them, just ask me. You can borrow some.
Even the Walt Whitman?
If you be careful with it. And if you read this.
What is that?
Well, it's part of an autobiographical cycle of stories, and that is about my first love affair. It's called America. I'd love to know what you think.
America's your first love affair?
Yeah.
Mine too. Thank you. I'll bring it back.
Hey, how do I get a hold of you?
What's your name?
Shiro, from the Hebrew, he will enlighten. Next day I went to work at the library on wings. I read up on John Henry Mackay, Scottish. He moved to Berlin in the 20s, I think, for the boy prostitutes. Freaked out all the bougie anarchists. Miraculously, they had a book by him called My Hustler. I checked it out on a dead man's card. Next morning, Gyro was back.
Hey!
Hey, here are your books.
You finished them?
Yeah. Your story was interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Although I must say, I don't think I've ever met a writer who wanted an unhappy ending so badly that he would fuck up a perfectly good story.
Thank you.
Get on, you're going for a ride.
I don't like motorcycles.
You can sit behind me and pretend you're Tom.
That's not funny.
It's hilarious. Come on, let's go.
Between scalped Kansas hills. Shiro wanted to know where he was. He wanted
to case the joints.
You will never be the one who says I'm there yet. Hey, I will never be the one who plays Russian roulette.
Go a little bit slower.
Oh. You will never be the one who you could call a safe bet. Maybe you could be the one. Just my brain. Hey.
You know, this road used to be named after a slave owner named Dodge. They recently renamed it after another guy named Dodge who was not a slave owner. That is called Midwestern Woke. Very tactical.
Turns out he was from South Africa and had depended on the kindness of older men. Since he was a boy, he called them his kept men, and he loved them all equally. I asked him if he knew about America's 3-minute rule. He said,
I can do it in two.
He took care of his kept men. He learned from them. He read their favorite books and told them what their wives wanted for their birthdays. He was proud to say that he
never fell out of love first.
His last kept guy, some Russian arms dealer, brought him to Miami, and when the man fell out of love, Gyro bought an old Harley and set off on a pilgrimage to pay tribute to his spirit gods.
I jerked off in Walt Whitman's grave, I bled on James Baldwin's doorstep, and I scrubbed my back with Little Richard's wig.
You didn't get in trouble?
Sure I did. But so did they.
Maybe you could be the one who catches my breath.
He financed his trip by writing fake news for the election. His story about
Hillary feasting on white working class fetuses served in the reduction of Obama's delicious cum
got him invited to a Trump rally in Kansas City. That's what brought him here.
What's this?
We came to a bridge where a tangle of teenage boys were jumping off the barrier into a big, fat river. It was senior cut day. As we approached, two boys are stripping the clothes off a paraplegic boy in a wheelchair.
Mike!
They get him down to his underpants, they lift him up, they throw him over the barrier. The kid drops, his legs trailing like ribbons. We jump off the bike, we push through the boys, we look over the edge. There's no sign of Mike. Just two boys treading water. Then, Mike breaks the surface, and he starts laughing his head off. The boys help him to shore. Then Gyro starts to strip. What are you doing?
I'm gonna go in too.
Of course, he's going commando. The boys fall back. Gyro dives off the barrier. He seems to hover for a moment. Then his body describes a perfect splashless arc into the water. He swims to shore. He embraces Mike, who goes red as a traffic light.
Where's the chair.
Gyro picks him up. He carries him like a jiggly bride up the side of the hill. The boys are staring.
Where's his chair? Give me his chair.
Gyro lays Mike gently in his wheelchair and kisses him on his cheek. My face is burning bright. I want to be Mike so bad.
Guy,
get on the bike. Oh, that is so redundant. The last shall be first, motherfuckers! Right, Mike?
I wrap my arms around his slippery waist and stare defiantly at passing motorists who stare at my clothed body clinging to his naked one. We stop to pee at a truck stop near Topeka.
Do you want soup?
No food, just water.
Why? Where are we going?
Trust me.
Gyro, you gotta put the shirt back on.
What?
It's Kansas. People are staring. Our bodies are evil. We must cover them.
It's your shirt. I'm not gonna put my shirt on.
I know, but I just don't want
it. You don't want to save the black boy.
No, come on.
It's hot.
Fine. So, I'm curious. What was the Trump rally like? Did you get fucked with?
They wish they could fuck me. It was interesting, man.
Yeah?
You know, when I was younger, I used to have this recurring dream. This man was trying to strangle me.
Mm-hmm.
In order to defend myself, I pull out a knife and I try to stab him, but I sort of prick him very delicately so as not to kill him. Like that painting, the Frida Kahlo painting, is called A Few Little Pricks.
Yeah, it's really gory.
I try the pricks and the pricks don't work. And I try something else. I look into his eyes. My lips open and I hold him. And he relaxes.
You made him fall in love with you?
No. I fell in love with him. And sometimes that's the only way out.
I don't see a lot of love there.
It was freely given.
Sounds like blackmail.
What did you call me?
Fuck you.
We're late.
Where are we going?
Trust me.
You keep saying that.
Exactly.
Rode a freight train from the Great Plains to the port town on sea. Coast Hotel was like a prison cell. I could still smell that ocean.
It's dark when we enter Lawrence.
The boy at the key bar.
Gyro pulls up at William Burroughs' house as if I'd never been there. I couldn't believe it had been 20 years since Bill had passed. And his partner James is still singing in the kitchen. The sounds of the night garden fill me with an almost pleasurable regret. Gyro sneaks us along the side of the house. He points out a rock garden.
That's Bill's cat cemetery.
Right there.
Yes.
No, it isn't. If that guy in the window sees us, we are fucked. Because he hates me.
Yes, he does.
How do you know that?
We talked about you.
When?
Shh. Just follow me behind these bushes.
Shit. This is Bill's Datsun. It's like pure rust now. It's like plants growing inside.
Yeah. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
You know that kiss I said Bill gave me? He didn't give it to me. I stole it.
Well then, let's give it back.
Soon we're sitting on the front seat wearing loose white pajamas that Gyro's brought us. He's spreading white fabric on the cracked vinyl of the seats. Candles burning on the dashboard conjure the scent of huge carnivorous flowers. What are we doing here?
Okay, well.
Fuck! That's a brown recluse spider.
No. Relax. Come here, my little brown friend. I'll help you to the window. Don't be afraid of the white devil.
Oh, God.
You know what? You may see other animals tonight, but in your mind, we've come here to drink of the mother ayahuasca.
The what? Ayahuasca?
Burroughs called it. Yeah, hey.
Aren't you supposed to do that in the jungle with a shaman?
I am a shaman. And this is a jungle. This is our jungle.
I thought you didn't do drugs.
This is not a drug.
Oh, right. It's a plant medicine that will cure cancer and global warming.
You know, Ken.
How are you a shaman?
Okay, here's a short version. My grandfather was a German doctor, and after the war he came to live in South Africa.
Was he Dr. Mengele?
So anyway, his son, my dad, grew up and fell in love with my mother, who was black. When I was born, my grandfather threw us out. So we went to live on the coast, in the township. And when I grew up, I got addicted to heroin. Mm. Yeah, and I couldn't kick it. So I did what Burroughs did. I got in a boat and I went to Brazil, went up to the Amazon to find the mother Yahir to get cured.
Did you?
What?
Get cured?
You know, I think loneliness is your addiction. You know, the mother Yahir will show you things.
Like what?
Plants, animals, patterns. Maybe your friend America. Maybe you'll finally be able to look them in the eyes.
Fuck you. What do you see when you do it?
Me? This isn't about me.
What do you see?
Just drink.
Oh my God, you don't see anything.
I don't need to see anything. I'm a shaman.
You're a shaman who can't shop.
And you're a fucking racist.
You're the fucking son of a Nazi.
Relax, you're under Bill's protection.
Bill tried to kill me in this car.
He's your Orisha.
What's that?
Your spirit god.
Oh, come on. He takes a swig. This is not for me, okay? This kind of scares me.
Tell Bill what you want.
I don't need anything. I have everything I want. He shuts me up with a kiss. I did want that, but I did not like the taste.
Drink.
Can I have another kiss?
If you drink, you might.
Is this what a shaman does? Because it's working.
Oh, this is disgusting. It's purging. Finish it.
He turns on another tape and takes out two tiny ceremonial drums. He starts to play one. An hour later, we're both playing drums. I look in the rear view. My pupils are severely dilated.
The better to see.
Into my dark fucking soul.
Look at me.
We look at each other. 1 minute goes by. I start to sweat. 2 minutes. Gyro smiles. I'm breathing rapidly. Almost three. I feel white, hot panic. I lean out the window and into my bucket, which makes Gyro. Fuck. This is so weird. Everything is like echoing visually. Everything big is really small. And everything small is really big. Oh, look at that ant on the dash. That ant.
What ant?
It's pregnant.
I don't see an ant.
Oh man, it's not an ant. No. That's you. It's a tiny you.
No.
And you're pregnant. But you're giving birth to yourself. In fast motion. Now you're flying like an ant in space and you're laying your baby self before a very bright light, like an offering. You whisper to your baby self, "You are the seraph, one of the seraphim. The angels closest to God." And then your ant self flies away on ant wings. But then the infant you screams in insect agony in the light because your eyes are boiling. sockets. Then your father appears. He has a white SS uniform, and he places two wings over your eyes to shade them from the light. Chiro, your mother is there. A crucifix shines on her black skin. She gives you two wings to cover your body because it is shameful.
It is.
And Chiro, Bill Burrows is here in a blood-red wig with bangs. He pulls out a shotgun.
No.
He blows your parents away. It's okay. It's okay. Their blood is beautiful. It spatters like paint. And then Bill, he holds you and he attaches two more wings so you can fly away from the light. And now you are truly the Seraph, the six-winged angel. You're on the lamb from God.
Kid.
What?
I'm so fucking scared.
What are you seeing?
I can't see anything. I've never been able to see anything.
Jai, it's the wings. It's just your father's wings over your eyes.
But I want to see, though.
It's okay. It's okay. They're just wings.
It's so hard to be a man. Oh.
You are a man. You are so much more of a man than I am. You are brave.
Why? Why am I brave?
Because you left home. You are so brave. You are beautiful.
I'm nothing.
Shy. Chai, tell me a story. Tell me a story. Tell me a vision. It's the same thing. Just tell me a story.
Who are you? Who are you?
I don't know. I don't know why you brought me here. I just want you to tell me a story.
Okay.
As he sings, we begin to share a hallucination. Tiny insects, ants, flies, spiders crawl up out of the car seats. Like Disney creatures, they line up in rows to listen to Gyro's song. Then they begin to nibble at our extremities like popcorn at a movie. Little creatures have finished off our arms and our legs. Let's smile at each other from the top of our limbless torsos.
Have taken our bodies. Our two heads are left on the front seat, gazing into each other's eyes.
Chai, there's a lot going on in this story.
I know.
I made it up.
Just as good as a vision, huh?
Better.
Why?
Because it can change the ending.
Shiro, the insects have eaten our eyes. Soon we will have no lips to speak.
Tien.
Yes, Shiro.
I forgive you for what you'll do to me.
Shai.
Yes, Kien.
I forgive you for what you will do to me.
Well, that'll be about enough of that.
Rode a freight train from the Great Plains to the port town on the sea. Coast Hotel was like a prison cell. I could still smell that ocean breeze. The boy at the key bar about to sail away far. Can I buy you one last drink? He takes me out upon the sand, opens up my trembling hand, and gives to me a single grain of sand. And my body sinks unto the deep. The ocean fills me straight and true. His parting gift is mine to keep as the world freezes and turns blue.
Anthem Homunculus was written and composed by John Cameron Mitchell and Brian Weller. Directed by John Cameron Mitchell. Executive produced by Howard Gertler. And for Topic Studios, Lisa Leingang and Lital Molad. Edited by Brian Cates and Ali Muni. Sound designed by Kate Belinsky and Greg Switlowski, and mixed by Eric Hirsch. Recording engineers Vincent Cascione and Patrick Deravas. Associate director Zan Vilento. Music director Brian Kavanaugh Strong. Music mix by Pat DeLette. Casting by Henry Russell Bergstein. Featuring John Cameron Mitchell, Nakane, Ben Foster, Brian Weller, Zan Vilento, and Mari Moriarty. Anthem is a production of Little Punk and Topic Studios. For more about the show and soundtrack, go to topic.com/anthem.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.